This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday night to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a midnight shutdown. The legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricanes and wildfire damage and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving here to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one of the items on a busy congressional agenda. Democratic leaders of the U.S. House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to the party progressives who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. With razor thin margins, majorities that is, in Congress, Democrats cannot afford to lose many votes if they want to pass their agenda. They are unlikely to win much support from House of Republicans eager to take back the majority in the 2022 congressional elections. North Korea test fired an anti-aircraft missile, its fourth set of launches in September, using allegedly new missile technology, according to the country's state media. The Korean Central News Agency posted a single picture of the newly developed anti-air missile fired Thursday using a mobile launch vehicle from an undeclared location. Most of the tests appear aimed at making North Korea short-range missiles harder to detect and to intercept. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app, via remote. This is VOA News. The United States is condemning Ethiopia's decision to kick out seven United Nations officials whom it accused of meddling in the country's internal affairs. In a tweet, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the seven were meddling in the country's internal affairs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said depriving your own citizens of the basic means of survival is unacceptable and warned that Washington could impose financial sanctions on those who obstruct humanitarian assistance to the people of Ethiopia. The people expelled include five with the UN Humanitarian Agency, one from the UN Human Rights Office, and the one UNICEF representative in the country. Ethiopia's government has accused humanitarian workers of supporting the Tigrayan forces who have been fighting its soldiers and allied forces since November. Aid workers have denied it. Police gained control of an Ecuador prison Thursday where rioting has left at least 118 inmates dead, some of them decapitated, as rival drug gangs went to arm with guns and grenades. Another 86 inmates wounded, six of them critically, according to Ecuador's prisons authority, and one of the deadliest prison battles in South American history. The riot broke out Tuesday at a prison complex in the port of Guayaquil between prisoners believed to have links to the Mexican drug gangs, mainly the Sinaloa and the Jalisco New Generation cartels. By late Thursday, the police commander general told reporters that the inmates no longer have control of the cell blocks, adding that the prisoners were now back in their cells and everything is calm. Lava from the volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma is still pouring into the Atlantic Ocean. Volcano experts fear that the flowing lava could trigger explosions and release toxic gas once it reached the ocean, but that has not been the case. Air quality tests have shown the air inland remained fine to breathe, and experts say trade winds through the area may have helped avert the problem. The river of molten rock first hit the ocean water late Tuesday after flowing across the island since the eruption on September the 19th. The flow has destroyed roadways and more than 800 buildings. No reports of deaths or serious injuries. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting via remote, VOA News.